Get Up. That's right. Woo! With Cliffo and Gabby. Turn up your radio on Hit 103.1.
I think parents across North Queensland will relate to what I'm about to say. I realised something pretty disappointing and pretty harsh about my four-year-old daughter, Matilda, yesterday.
Oh, no. This sounds very serious. I don't know why I'm laughing.
Yeah, please stop laughing. Please treat this situation with the respect it deserves.
Right.
I learnt yesterday that my four-year-old daughter, Matilda, is a rat. Oh. And, you know, by that I mean, if our last name was Soprano, she'd probably be sleeping with the fishes this morning.
She's only little.
She
doesn't know what a white lie is.
A rat's a rat's a rat. No excuses.
What happened?
So, you know, I've been trying to be a bit healthier and stuff lately.
We're both on a bit of a fitness challenge right now, yeah?
Yeah, so I've been going to the gym and seeing a trainer and stuff and going to some afternoon boot camps. And we're at an afternoon boot camp. And at the end of it, because Matilda just sits there and just eats her afternoon snacks and plays with her toys or whatever, sits on a picnic blanket.
Oh,
and,
that's cute.
Yeah, so I just take her along because it's just an outdoor boot camp. And at the end, the trainer's chatting to myself and Matilda, and her name's Ash from X Fitness, and I love Ash. She's a real sweetheart. And Ash walks over to Matilda, and she goes, oh, did you watch, you know, Daddy exercise? Matilda says, yes. And she goes, and how's Daddy been eating at home?
Ash, you sneaky devil.
And I, like, look at Ash, and Ash has got evil in her eyes.
She knows who to go to for the truth.
And then I look down at Matilda and I'm like, what's she going to say?
Oh, no.
And she looks up and she goes, my daddy eats Smarties. And Ash just looks at Matilda and looks at me like, what? You mentioned no Smarties to me. And I will say Matilda was lying. It was a venomous lie. It was a total
M&M's,
fabrication.
Wasn't it?
It was the new caramel filled M&M. So she was completely wrong. Thank you very much.
Get Up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit
103.1. The Intersport Townsville Try Fest and Townsville's Try Hards. Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Here we go. What are we? 3 days out from Try Fest now. Well, 2 days till Try Fest begins, the 3 days till my event on Sunday. I agreed to do the Try for Women. Mm. And that was 3 months ago, and I have done zero training up until this week.
Yep.
I did a running training session with Mary, who's 65 years old from Townsville Roadrunners, and that was fabulous. Still not prepared, though, because there's still swimming and cycling involved in this triathlon.
Yep.
So I thought yesterday I better get out there and do some training in the water. And I managed to get hold of Jade, who's a 13-year-old triathloner from way back. She's been doing it since she was 8 years old. So she is very experienced in this.
We've really turned the tables here because your first trainer was Mary, who's 65, so she was double your age.
Yeah.
Jade is less than half your age.
Yeah.
And still has twice as much experience.
Or 1,000 times more experience.
So you went down to the Strand.
Well, yeah, we went to the Strand. And I've never swam in the ocean before, like proper swimming. You know, you just bob up and down and have a bit of fun. But I've never actually tried to do freestyle in the ocean. So I thought I'd get some advice from Jade before we jumped in.
I noticed too, the number one thing on everyone's lips again, like you're training with Mary, was your lack of preparation, your lack of training.
How long out do you start training for the swimming leg before the triathlon?
I like train all year round.
So how many days a week do you train?
All of them.
So we're like 3 days out now. Is it too late for me to start my swimming training?
No, if you sweat, like you swim each day, then you'll be fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what advice do you have for me in terms of swim? Because I've never really swam in the ocean like this before.
Don't freak out. If something touches you, don't freak out.
So what's going to touch me?
Like seaweed or something.
Oh, okay. Like no sharks or anything?
No. Like if seaweed touches you or something, don't freak out and like lose your breathing and like sight to make sure you know you're going in the right direction.
Sure. I don't want to end up at Magnetic Island.
No.
No.
No, a little bit too far.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And how do you combat the waves?
Just don't fight them. The water's going to win.
Sure.
So don't fight the water. Just like go with it.
And then you just ride the wave in like a pro and off you go.
Yeah, like almost like body surfing in.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I think I can do that.
Yeah.
It's not that hard, right?
No.
We're fine. Let's go. The higher my voice gets, you know, the more nervous I am.
I love too, and you can see the video now at our Facebook page, Hit 103.1 Townsville. I love that this time you've put a rashie on.
Well, yeah, because I did have that wardrobe malfunction the first time I tried to swim on Monday at the rock pool on the Strand. And my swimsuit was being dragged down by the water, and I did not want that to happen while 13-year-old Jade was training me. I thought that'd be a little bit awkward.
It's the first,
and illegal.
It's the first time a couple of white pointers have ever been spotted in the rock pool.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
Huge star joining us on the show today. You'd know him from Lost, Lord of the Rings, X-Men. It is Dominic Monaghan. He's going to be part of a new Australian crime drama called Bike Club, which just started last night on TV. Dominic, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Good, fantastic. Thanks. What made you choose to be a part of an Aussie crime drama after you've got all of these amazing films and TV shows under your belt?
Yeah, I just work based on the quality of scripts, you know. If it's a good script, then it kind of turns my head. And, you know, my agent sent me the first four episodes of this script, and the producers wanted to talk to me, and it was a compelling character. I've spent quite a bit of time in Australia, you know, recreationally hanging out, but also, you know, I did Wolverine there. I did a few episodes of My Nature Show, Wild Things there. And I just love the country, you know. So once I found out that the character was cool, and then I was going to be in Manly Beach for a few months, it was a pretty easy thing for me to say yes to.
Good balance between good script and good lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly.
Dom, can we go back to the start of your career? Because I find it very fascinating. I was reading your filmography yesterday, and early on in your career, there's a couple of things, a couple of TV shows, a couple of smaller movies, but then it was just like, bam, you're a hobbit, you played Merry in Lord of the Rings. Did that really set up your career and, I guess, define what your career became?
Yeah, I, you know, I was working. I was a working actor in England. I'd done a few TV shows. I was lucky enough to do a film with Martin Sheen and was making progress. And then I did a play in London, and the casting directors were planning on coming to see my play. So they came to see my play. I got to talk to them afterwards, and I think they really liked the play. And they said to me, look, we're going to be casting Lord of the Rings in a couple of months and we'd love you to come in. So I said, okay, that sounds great. Obviously not really thinking too much of it outside of I'm going to be one of 1,000 kids, you know, reading for a part in Lord of the Rings. And then it just happened, you know, I had some good auditions and I got the part. It just works out like that, you know.
And how was that whole phenomenon? Because you have a tattoo for the Lord of the Rings because it was such a huge part of your life. But how did you deal with that huge fanfare that came from it?
Well, you know, it's a change in lifestyle, a change in life. I mean, it's interesting because like, I'm a big fan of the Beatles, and the Beatles always talk about this idea that they're in the eye of the storm, you know. They're in the position of kind of calmness, and everything around them is going hysterical. And I kind of felt that a little bit, you know, because I know what's coming. I know that I'm going to be in some magazine, or I know that someone's taken my picture. But for people like my, you know, my girlfriend at the time, or my parents, or my brother, it was like a new phenomenon for them, and it was a bit of an adjustment. So, you know, it's definitely a bit of a challenge, and just something that you have to kind of work out who your real friends and family are. But I come from a good family, and I didn't get wrapped up in any of the scene, really. I'm not that interested in hanging out with actors, and I wasn't really that interested in getting involved with the cliche things that most actors do, you know.
I know you've got some of the Beatles song lyrics tattooed on your body as well, but Gab's mentioned there as well, after your time on Lord of the Rings, you and was it some of the other cast members as well got matching tattoos?
Yeah, it was me and the Fellowship. So it was me, Orlando, Elijah, Sean Bean, Sean Astin, Billy Boyd, Viggo Mortensen, Ian McKellen.
Wow. But you were the instigator, yeah?
I was like, me and Orlando, really. Me and Orlando wanted to get a tattoo of maybe the ring. And then we started talking to the guys. I mean, I was always getting my makeup and hair and feet done with the three other hobbits. So I was always like hanging out with them for 2 hours in the morning and the rest of the day and then 2 hours at night. And we just started to pitch this idea of like, are you guys into getting a tattoo? And Billy was into it, and Elijah was into it. Sean Astin got talked into it, and you know, Ian McKellen said yes immediately, and then we picked a day and we all went off and did it.
Did you ever consider getting hairy feet tattooed on you?
My feet are already hairy. Not,
yeah, that's fine. I'm doing fine without them. Tell us more about your nature doco stuff, because this is a side of you that I didn't know existed, but it's a real passion of yours.
Yeah, my dad was a biology teacher, studied biology at university. My brother studied biology. He's a teacher biology teacher for kids, and it's just always been in my family. You know, we kept weird what people would consider to be weird animals when we were kids. You know, I'm fascinated with insects. That's kind of my kind of special species of animals that I'm into. But I love reptiles as well. I've got three lizards in my in my living room at the moment. I've got a tarantula, I've got a black widow spider, a praying mantis, and I just got myself into, I would take these trips, you know, constantly be taking these trips and telling my agent. And he said, you know, this is a TV show and you can get a production company to pay for it if you're into it. And after a couple of years of being convinced, I was like, all right, let's do it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That is so cool. We've learned a lot about you in terms of your nature-loving aspects, but let's talk Bike Club before we finish up this morning. A little bit more about your character. What can we expect from the series?
Yeah, I play a guy called Stephen Langley. He's part of a task force that is put together to look for a serial killer working in Sydney. Stephen is a dog-handling police officer, so he comes in to the crime scenes to try and see if his dog can sniff up any interesting forensic evidence. He's obviously a bit of an outsider. He's an Englishman in a bunch of Aussies, so, you know, he kind of stands out a little bit. He's a very ambitious guy, wants to climb the career ladder. So he has some people that like him, some people that don't like him, as is the case with most working environments, and he's a complex character for sure.
Yeah. Cool. Well, if you missed it, you can also find it on the catch-up. It premiered last night on TV, so plenty of opportunities to get caught up before we go to episode 2 next week.
Yeah, get the 9 Now app for more on that. I think if there's one thing the Aussies do well, it's crime drama.
Yes.
And I think, you know, in the UK they do that too. So you're a perfect blend. Dominic Monaghan, Bike Club is the show. Catch it on the 9 Now app or every single week on Channel 9. Dominic, thank you so much for your time.
Nice to talk to you guys.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.